Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. Are you ready for a snowstorm of global proportion? Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just hit your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is October 20th, 2015 at 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. My audience is worldwide, but a lot of people that listen live here in the Coachella Valley, Greater Palm Springs area where I live. If you're local and you're listening to this before Saturday, October 24th, 2015, you're in luck because this is the weekend of the Great Autos of Yesteryear Classic Concourse car show. It's a charity benefit, and the beneficiaries this year are the Mizell Senior Center and also Angel View. And I'm going to have some interesting interviews and all the details coming up. If you happen to listen to this particular episode after the fact, or if you are outside the area, this is still a really fascinating organization. GreatAutos.org is the website address, GreatAutos.org, and I'm going to tell you more about that organization as the show progresses. Can't wait, and I want to thank you for joining us.
The snowstorm continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. And I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist, and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
Hey, everybody. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, Great Autos of Yesteryear is holding their annual benefit classic car show called Casual Concourse. It's returning to Palm Springs Saturday, October 24th, 2015, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the grounds of Desert Princess Country Club. For more than 25 years, this event has been held throughout Southern California, and for the seventh year, it's returning to Palm Springs. It happens in the Coachella Valley, but this particular year, it's back in Palm Springs. General admission is only $10. There's free parking, and all proceeds benefit the Angel View and the Mizell Senior Center. I'm going to have the president of Great Autos of Yesteryear on the show, Jay DeAngelo, coming up in just a moment. But they're anticipating 150 classic exotic and special interest vehicles to be showcased on the golf course green. If you're listening worldwide, as many of my audience members are, go to greatautos.org for information about Great Autos of Yesteryear. They're the largest gay and lesbian car club on the West Coast, with nearly 1,100 members owning over 3,200 cars. The diverse organization was formed in 1983 to serve as both a social gathering place and means of bringing together gay and lesbian individuals who share a unique enthusiasm for the automobile and its preservation. So without further ado, let's welcome the president of the organization, Jay DeAngelo. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Thank you, Nicholas.
So,
can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great. Can you hear me?
I can.
Fantastic. So tell me how you came to be involved with Great Autos of Yesteryear.
Oh, I joined the club in 1998, I believe. And I've been an active member since, and been on the board of directors for about a year, and was elected president, and moved out to Palm Springs 3 years ago, and I honcho the Casual Conquers Car Show.
And when you joined, were you simply a fan of classic cars, or were you already an owner of classic cars?
Oh, I've had classic cars since 1970, about 32 of them to be exact.
Wow, and what ignited your passion for classic cars?
I don't know. I've always been into cars. Even as a little kid, I used to make drawings of them. I could identify every car in the 50s. Of course, nowadays you can't because they all look the same. But, yeah, since I was a little kid, I was into cars.
Okay. I'm going to add to the conversation one at a time our other two guests. Jack Newby is with the Mizell Senior Center. For over 40 years, the center has served active adults in the greater Palm Springs area. The Mizell Senior Center is the community focal point on healthy and active aging. Their Coachella Valley-wide Meals on Wheels program serves over 120,000 meals each year to frail, homebound seniors, and they also serve 40,000 meals each year at Valley Senior Centers and Senior Living Communities. How cool is that? Let's welcome to the show Jack Newby, Director of Development for Mizell Senior Center. Welcome, Jack.
Hi, Nicholas. Great to be here. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and so great to have you on the show. And if I'm not mistaken, our other guest is in the queue, and I'll introduce her. Also coming on the show today is Catherine Ripps, Director of Development for Angel View. And Angel View's mission is helping children and adults reach their maximum potential. Each year, hundreds of people throughout the Coachella Valley make significant gains in independence through a variety of programs offered by the 61-year-old nonprofit. Their website is angelview.org, and I'm familiar with both of these great organizations. Let's welcome to the show Catherine. Hi, Catherine. How are you today?
Hi, thank you for having us. We appreciate this opportunity to talk with you and your fans.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you, and we'll all collectively share this broadcast on local social networks to help build the already exciting momentum. Let me go back to Jay for that. So, Jay, I guess that lots of people that wish they could own classic cars really flock to your event because it's the next best thing to owning one, I guess, is to be able to go and see them up close and personal. Would you say that's the case?
We get a lot of people that are coming to car shows to see cars that used to be part of their youth. They can't really have the time or the money to afford them, although they're quite affordable nowadays. Yeah, we get a lot of people who just want to see what they used to have in their father's driveway.
Well, that's very exciting. My first car wasn't necessarily a classic, but it was a 1972 Nova Supersport, and I got it in 1980. So I guess that we all remember our first car. Jack, what was your first car?
It's one I wish I still had, a 1966 Mustang.
How many of us wish we still had our first car? And Catherine, what about you?
I'm laughing. I think mine was a 1964 Corvair convertible.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, I know.
We're all wanting to go down memory lane. So, Jay, Great Autos of Yesteryear chooses different beneficiaries each year. I'm wondering how you came to choose both the Mizell Senior Center and Angel View this year.
I have know some people at Mizell. I had visited the place before and realized that there are many senior gay citizens of Palm Springs that needed help. I found out about Angel View from their online or their TV ads, and I went online and investigated and found that I think the figure is 98% of money donated goes directly to the clients, and that was impressive. And I pushed the two charities to our board of directors, and they were selected.
Well, that's fantastic. And I know, Jack, and I'll get to you in just a second with a similar question, Catherine. Jack, I know that the fundraising efforts never end, and there's always people and programs that need you and your services, and I'm wondering how excited you are that you get to benefit from Classic Concourse.
We're very excited to be part of the casual concourse this year in Palm Springs. I've been involved myself with Great Autos as a member for many years, and so I have shared the passion that Jay has for classic cars. And, you know, the other thing, everything that we can do, and we love to have the community help do it, the prospect of serving 120,000 meals, home-delivered meals from Palm Springs all the way to Salton Sea, every day of the week, rain or shine, whether it's 120 or raining and windy, is a huge task. And so when we are able to be beneficiaries of generosity of organizations like Great Autos, we're feeding people. Every dollar that's donated to this, to the concourse, and to also buy raffle tickets for the car that's being raffled, helps feed seniors. And so we feed far more seniors through our program than we, than our contract with the County of Riverside says we have to feed. But our goal is no senior who is home alone and unable to prepare their own meals should go without food. So we go above and beyond and look everywhere we can to try and raise the additional funds so no senior who is frail and isolated goes without food. And so to have organizations like Great Autos support that program and to support Mizell, we're extremely grateful for that.
I love that. You also mentioned the raffle, so Great Autos is pleased to announce that a classic 1985 Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra Eisenhardt convertible conversion will be given away at the show. Sporting the newer grille and beautiful white paint job, this beauty is ready to cruise the town. Raffle tickets for $5 and/or $5 for $20 will be available at the show. And they're also available this Thursday at Village Fest in downtown Palm Springs if you happen to hear this show in time. Wow, buy a raffle ticket for $5 and potentially win a car. I guess you probably sell a lot of raffle tickets, don't you, Jay?
Well, we don't sell as many as we'd like. We got rained out last Thursday. But we will be at the corner of Palm Canyon and Tockwitz, at the southeast corner across from Starbucks, selling those raffle tickets starting about 5:30 until 10, I believe, if you'd like to stop by. And you can't miss the car. It's the only one parked at the corner with a few signs. And then, again, we will be selling the raffle tickets at the car show. The car show starts at 10 a.m., ends at 3. The admission is $10 every penny. That we generate from ticket sales and the major sponsors goes to these two organizations.
Speaking of these two organizations, Catherine, I mentioned that I would love for you to talk about why it's important to support Angel View and how excited you are to be working with the Casual Concourse this year.
Okay, thank you for that. Angel View has been in the desert for 61 years, and we've provided 24-hour care to people with disabilities for six decades. it's the clients that we take care of primarily have profound disabilities. So these are people that, you know, definitely cannot take care of themselves. And in the 24-hour residential care program, we provide food, clothing, shelter, all of their therapies, their medical, you know, we get them to their medical appointments and help them achieve their gains in independence to the maximum level that they're able. So it's a very labor-intensive and a love-intensive kind of a program. In addition to that, we also have a therapeutic day program that is for adults with disabilities who have graduated, say, from special education classes at the high school, and it enables them to continue to make those important strides for independence. So, you know, our programs take care of people who really need the help, and we are so appreciative of Great Autos, you know, sort of adopting us into this program. And it was interesting last week, just the love of classic cars seems to have no boundaries, because some of our clients were at the street fair last week, and we have one young man who has an intellectual disability. But he was telling Jay that, I mean, he's in a wheelchair and he really, you know, does not have a very high level of functioning. But he was telling Jay that he had been a car enthusiast his whole life, and he was so happy to be there and to be part of the event that it was just really heartwarming.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into a more detailed description of the event, because there's an opening reception, there's brunches, there's all sorts of things that you'll want to know about. And just a reminder, if you're hearing this podcast outside the Palm Springs area, this is an annual event, happens every year. Go to greatautos.org for more information.
Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. The snowstorm continues after this.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November, because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
Paparazzi, they heard who my guests were going to be today, and they started to mob us. At any rate, I want to welcome you all back from the break, and I want to start with you, Jay. And I want to tell Jack and Catherine what their next question is, so they can be thinking about it. There are all sorts of different activities involved with the classic, the casual concourse. So I'd like you to each come up with what you're most looking forward to. But let's go to you first, Jay, and why don't you give an overview of all the different activities that are part of the multi-day event.
Well, besides the raffle tickets, there'll be concessions there for food and drink, but the main attraction is we're going to have approximately 110 cars there, and they're going to range in age from the 30s up to the current, with a heavy emphasis on 60s and 70s. We'll have 12 classes of cars are divided by year. The judging at the car show is done by the peers. That is, if you enter a car, you vote for your favorite car in each class. We will also have a People's Choice judging where visitors can actually vote for their favorite car, which is a separate trophy that will be awarded that night at the awards dinner. And then there's going to be a best of show winner, which is the car that receives the most votes in all the classes.
Okay. At greatautos.org, there's a big link on the homepage to Casual Concourse 7. And there's also a Friday welcome reception. There is a Saturday night awards dinner. There's a Sunday brunch. How do people participate in those auxiliary events? I know the car show itself is $10 a person that all goes to the charity, but how do people participate in those other events, Jay?
Well, actually, the awards dinner is reserved for the members of Great Autos and guests. The Friday night reception is the same. As is the Sunday brunch. The one that's open to the public is the car show itself.
Okay, that's good to know. So, Jack, what are you most excited about in terms of the weekend's fair?
What I'm excited about is seeing the cars. Like I said, I'm a car lover from way back. Great Autos, in conjunction with another car club in San Francisco, does an annual event each year. And I remember I was up one year and ended up buying a 1954 Continental Mark II. And that was my favorite car for years and years, and I wish I still had it. But for me, going to see the cars that especially – as Jay said earlier, today you can hardly tell one from the other. But some of the cars from the 50s and 60s are really artwork on wheels. And so that's what I'm looking forward to, is seeing all the cars.
I love that. What about you, Catherine?
Well, I'm excited to see the cars as well, but I think one of the things that I'm looking most forward to at the show is just the opportunity to, you know, share our mission with the people at the show, and also to see our clients enjoy being out there and meeting people and seeing all the cars. I know some of them are really looking forward to it, so, you know, I always like to make sure that they have a good time. But we're looking forward to meeting more of the members of the club, too, just really having an opportunity to thank them for what they're doing for us and, you know, participate enthusiastically in the event.
I love that. Jay, I'm going to come to you in just a moment for a final question. But before I do that, Catherine and then Jack, Catherine, I'd love for you to tell me just a little bit more about what the kind of support you need as an organization and how people can be involved.
Okay, thanks for that. You know, I mentioned the two programs, the two primary programs, which are our residential program and also our day program. We have a third one as well, which is funded entirely by philanthropy, and so that's probably the program where people could help us most. It's an outreach program that was created to help local families who are raising kids with disabilities in their own home. And recent studies have shown that it costs, you know, an average parent about $250,000 to raise a child from birth through age 18. But if the child has a disability, it costs 400% more. So you're looking at almost $1 million to raise a child with a disability to age 18. So anybody that can support the program, you know, either financially or we take in-kind donations. People have sent us things like gift cards for gasoline purchases or to Walmart and Target, which we're then able to give to our clients to help them through emergency situations. So that kind of thing is, you know, always extremely welcome, and we'd be very grateful for any support.
Thank you for that. And this has been Catherine Ripps, Director of Development for AngelView. Go to angelview.org for more information. And Jack, what about you? What are some of the ways that people can support the Mizell Senior Center?
Mizell Senior Center survives through the support of our community. You know, we do receive grants from organizations, but we really wouldn't be able to do the work that we do without the support from the community. And what we do, a lot like Catherine's organization, we touch the lives of people every day. We change the lives of people every day. We have a new program, a senior fall prevention program, and in that program, we see miracles happen. We see people enter that program with a walker or with a cane and literally throw it away at the end. And they get their lives back. One woman, and this still touches me so much, you know, said, "I no longer have stay-at-home, feel sorry for myself days. I can now go out and volunteer and keep active like I once was." And so that's what Mizell Senior Center is all about, is helping older adults stay active, stay engaged in their community. We'll find ways to, if they need to stay at home through Meals on Wheels, we'll make sure they're home and they're safe, because it's more than just a meal delivery program. But we really rely on the support of our community and organizations like Great Autos to recognize the need and know that every dollar that they give makes a real difference. And as I told people when we were at the street fair, because of the infrastructure we have in place, if you buy a $5 raffle ticket, you're feeding a senior for 2 days. So that is, you know, we don't spend a lot of money on fancy things and all of that. Our funding goes toward providing the services to over 50,000 seniors that walk through our doors every year, and over 1,000 Meals on Wheels clients that we serve each year, and now through the Fall Prevention Program, bringing people's lives back. So, you know, that's what we look to, is the community and the community understanding what we do. And we are so grateful to Great Autos to have selected us to be a beneficiary this year.
Well, I really do appreciate the work that all the organizations that are on the show today engage in. I have been at events for the Angel View kids, and you mentioned adults, and the Mizell Senior Center has all sorts of community activities there. I know I've voted there many times, but I want to thank both you, Jack, and you, Catherine, for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate being here.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure. And Jay, as we wrap up the show, I was wondering if you would like to just talk about the year-round activities of Great Autos of yesteryear, because this is a big annual event, but you have you basically have a thriving membership and you do things year-round.
Yes, our Great Autos was formed in, I think it was 1983. It's primarily a gay car club. We have many straight and gay members, just under 1,000. It's based in Los Angeles, but we have areas or chapters, if you will, in Northern California, Arizona, Nevada, all over Southern California. Palm Springs area happens to have the largest number of members living in, about 200 actually live here. Every month, Great Autos puts on an event, either a tour to a car museum or a picnic, something involving cars. The Palm Springs area, we do three events a month for our members, a cruise-in dinner, a cruise-in brunch, and then the last Saturday of each month we meet at Coffee and Rancho Mirage in the morning to what we call kick tires and drink coffee and look at the cars. The cars that you're going to see at this car show, by the way, are some of the finest cars on the West Coast. Many of them have been featured in Collector Car Magazine, which is a subsidiary of Hemmings Motor News. All these cars are either restored or showroom original condition. You won't see any lowriders. They're all stock. They look like they just came off the showroom floor. So if you're interested in stuff from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and you want to remember, you got to come to the car show.
Well, I'm technically from one of those decades. That's a joke.
I'm from an early decade, but my car is a 1978 Thunderbird with 16,000 original miles on it. It's really nice to drive an old car that looks and drives like new. And a lot of our members are interested in an original versus restored cars. But you're going to see some fantastic stuff if you come, and I hope everybody can find the time to do so.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show and telling us all about it.
Well, thank you, Nicholas, for having us.
It's been my pleasure. In just a few minutes, I'm going to share this episode all over Palm Springs area Facebook groups. You can find it at the Nicholas Snow Facebook page as well. And just a reminder, go to greatautos.org for information about this year-round organization, myzel.org for information about the good work of the Mizell Senior Center, and angelview.org as well. And I think it's just great to live in a community that has such a big heart and so many interesting things to do at all times. And I want to thank you for taking the time to learn more about it.
We are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google+, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.